Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States continues to methodically target the individuals and businesses who profit from the sale of heroin. Most recently, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, imposed additional sanctions on 8 Mexican individuals and 8 Mexican companies linked to the Sinaloa-based criminal organization, which has been led by Joel Efrón Ruelas Avila since the 2017 death of his father, José Luis Ruelas Torres. Under the Kingpin Act, Americans are generally prohibited from engaging in transactions or otherwise dealing with these individuals and companies, and any assets they may have under U.S. jurisdiction are frozen. The Ruelas Torres drug trafficking organization has been involved in the manufacture and distribution of heroin from Sinaloa, Mexico to the United States for generations. The Ruelas Torres drug trafficking organization is now led by Joel Efrón Ruelas Avila and immediate family members who support narcotics trafficking activities, including money laundering or maintaining assets on behalf of the Ruelas Torres organization. In 2015, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Colorado charged Mexican national José Luis Ruelas Torres and his son Joel Efrón Ruelas Avila with running a continuing criminal enterprise along with related narcotics trafficking and money laundering offenses. OFAC identified Mexican national José Luis Ruelas Torres and the Ruelas Torres organization as significant foreign narcotics traffickers pursuant to the Kingpin Act in May 2017. Mexican authorities arrested José Luis Ruelas Torres in April 2017, and he died in October 2017 while awaiting extradition to the United States. His son, Joel Efrón Ruelas Avila, remains at large. Sigal Mandelker is Undersecretary of the Treasury for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. She said heroin use is an epidemic in the United States, fueled by smugglers like Joel Efrón Ruelas Avila and his drug trafficking organization, who bring deadly drugs across our southern border and seek to launder illicit proceeds back into Mexico. The U.S. will continue to target those who traffic in death and drugs.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.